Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In the last quarter of last year, immigration issues became headlines as a caravan of migrants made their way to our southern border. Began with some 400 people in Guatemala and began to grow the closer they came to Mexico. Mexican law enforcement tried to stop them when they arrived at Mexico's southern border, but they were pelted with rocks, bricks, and other projectiles. Now, once inside Mexico, the caravan grew to several thousand. A second caravan followed the first. Leaders of the caravans said they were determined to make it to the southern border of the United States. Some said they were going to ask for asylum. Others stated they just wanted a job. President Trump sent military troops to the border to reinforce the Border Patrol agents. He pledged to prevent these immigrants from entering the United States, stating that there is a proper way to apply for asylum and jobs in the United States. Now, the mainstream drive-by media presented sympathetic stories and pictures of the migrants' trek. They were there to document one particular mother with her two children in tow, just yards from tear gas that was blowing downwind. The media portrayed the president as heartless and preventing this woman from seeking asylum by using tear gas on her and her two children. It was later revealed in an interview with this woman that she was not seeking asylum at all. She was in search of a job but didn't want to go through the established process. In fact, many of the migrants were carrying signs that read, "I want a job." The anti-Trump media harped on the president's heartlessness and his use of tear gas. How could he? They asked. They made it seem as if this was a historical first. What they chose to ignore was that the Obama administration used tear gas at least 80 times against immigrants attempting to break through the border, defending agents, and illegally entering the United States. The president claimed that terrorists were part of the caravans. While the media rejected this claim, Mexican authorities arrested more than a dozen terrorists or people with close ties to Islamic militant groups. Now, reporting on this fact was sparse. Later in November, Hillary Clinton came out in favor of curbing immigration. The immigration she came out in favor of slowing happened to be directed toward Europe. She called on the European continent's leaders to send out a strong signal showing they are not going to be able to continue to provide refuge and support to those seeking to migrate to Europe. Her reasoning, by the way, was that many of those immigrants were right-wing populists. So her political reasoning on immigration became clear. Keep right-wing populists from Europe, but admit migrants who are potential Democrat voters into the United States. Toward the end of November, it became apparent the president's steadfast will to prevent illegal border crossings became a real impediment to those wanting to enter the United States, regardless of the established process. Many caravan immigrants who were interviewed said, "I'm done," and began heading back to Honduras, Guatemala, and other Central American countries, or wound up accepting Mexican asylum in Mexico. Now, for the time being at least, the president's steadfastness was a success. The challenge to the president in the coming year will be to continue to secure the border. Now, while many legislators are opposed to funding a so-called wall, maintaining a secure border and making sure that we do keep out bad actors and that people wanting to enter the U.S. do it properly should be a goal that we can all get behind. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.